This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tune In With Dev podcast. My name is Dev, your host, your highly favored, grateful, blessed host of this great podcast. Man, when I tell y'all that we're on episode 19, it doesn't even feel like we've done 19 episodes. But like I continue to tell y'all that I'm trying to come with more upgrades, better quality, better sound, more guests, more expertise, more professionalism, and making it like an all-around great podcast. My goal is to create a better experience for the viewer at home so that way you're able to watch this and enjoy it and actually get something from it. You know what I'm saying? Like whenever you watch the podcast, you don't want to just watch it just to watch. You want to watch something to get something from it. And I hope that whoever I bring on or that I can provide that for you. And I hope that, you know, everything going on as far as in the world today, I know it's a lot going on, but I hope that when you come and watch this podcast, you're able to get something from it as far as educational relatance, seeing something to be like, I'm going through that too. And it's so that you're not alone. So with this podcast, I never really, you know, went into depth of why I started this podcast. And I feel like this is a great episode to do that. So this podcast with me by myself today, we are going to have more guests. I'm talking to a lot more people. And y'all can let me know in the comments if there's anybody that y'all are wanting to see or anything that y'all are wanting to see people talk about. Or if y'all want to bring somebody back as far as my brother, as far as my fiance, Jazz. Y'all let me know because I got some guests in mind and I've already been talking to them. So we're going to have some more guests. I already got them lined up. I just got to figure out a good day, you know, to have them on the podcast, have them over here, shoot the episode, edit it and all that and get it out to y'all. But we are going to be more consistent. The word of the day today is consistency, and that's what I'm planning on doing. I know I've been saying I'm going to be more consistent with the podcast a lot, but we getting it going. We got a lot more upgrades, you know, better quality. You know, more guests, more wisdom, more knowledge that we can put out and give to y'all. And I hope that y'all enjoy every single part of this episode, of this episode, the next episode, and what comes forth. Because, you know, growth is something that I'm looking to continue on this path of trying to just help at least one person. And that's always been the goal of this podcast, is to help one person. And so the big question, why create a podcast? Why? Like, why did I create this podcast? Simple answer is, to help somebody. And that's always been my goal, is to, if I can reach one person that watches this video, somebody who's going through a hard time, somebody who's going through a good time, somebody just having a normal day, and they sit back and they watch a podcast episode with me and my brother, or me and my fiance, or me and this guest, or just me, and you see something and you're like, I can relate to that. And I feel that. And it's like good to know that I'm not alone in what I'm hearing, because I'm going through that same thing. You living check to check, I'm living check to check. You got relationship problems, I got relationship problems. Your relationship is great, mine is great. You know, it's just like a appeal to the audience of, that's why I created this podcast, is to make it more relatable. I feel like with all these podcasts and all these people come on a podcast and they put on this persona of, I'm almightier than, I'm higher than, I'm perfect. There's nothing wrong with my life, their life. And it's just highlight everything good, good, good. And it just doesn't seem relatable. And it's like, you can watch it for entertainment purposes because it's funny. You may get some educational purposes out of it, but is it relatable? Is it something that you can sit here and say, hey, like, I felt that. And I feel like I want to give a big shout out to the Grits and Ed podcast. I know you probably won't even see this, but as far as podcasts, I don't watch very many podcasts. I used to, But I only watch a couple now, and that's the Grits and Ed podcast. I watch Joe Budden podcast, entertainment purposes, and sometimes the Pivot podcast. And, you know, those are just a few couple podcasts that I do encourage y'all to go out and watch, especially the Grits and Ed podcast, because he actually speaks his mind. He's relatable. He's not like has like the best experience, like setup, like professional cameras. It's a good setup, but it's not like, you know, like the most professional like thing that you would see, because that's what makes it relatable. Like all that stuff when you're on social media and you see people create videos and it's all high tech, high quality, high. And it's like a lot of people, they want to see it, but a lot of people also want to see a relatability. And that's why with this podcast, I'm trying to relate to the people. I'm trying to give off my experiences, other people's experiences, and have them talk and have them, you know, share some insight on what they're going through, how they got through that certain thing, and also tie in mental health, because that's the thing that I value very much is mental health. And I feel like that is something that I prioritize in my life, as far as going to therapy, speaking to my fiance, expressing my feelings, not just holding stuff in and, you know, reacting out of anger, sadness, mad, whatever it is. But that's something that I've worked on towards the end of 2024 till now in 2025. And I'm going to continue to push that narrative forward to make mental health cool again, or make it cool. I can't say it again, but make mental health cool, because it's such a serious topic that a lot of people don't like to even entertain it. So you can see a lot of videos flop online because a lot of people don't want to get on social media to talk about their feelings or watch videos about their feelings. You have to make it engaging and fun and all that for people to even want to engage and watch your videos or get anything from it. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be that middleman between the fun and the mental health aspect bridge of relatability. And that's something that I pride myself in. That's something that I hope that you can watch this episode. You can watch any other episode and get some information, some relatism, and be like, damn, like I'm not alone. And that's how I want every person that watches this to feel, that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one going through this. If I need help, now I know ways that I can reach out for help. And I don't feel alone, because a lot of people in this world, they do feel alone. A lot of people do feel like I'm the only one going through this. In all reality, there's billions of people on this earth, and so many people are going through the same exact thing you're going through, the same thoughts that you have, that it will never end, that it will never get better, that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm single and I'm this age. I want to be in a relationship and I'm this age. Or I'm in a relationship and I want to get out of it because I don't know how. I feel like I'm stuck in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's plenty of different things that a lot of people are going through. And I feel like I can bring people on this podcast to help reach that audience and yourself, and for the viewer at home that is going through something in life. And I'm not saying you're afraid to talk about it, but you just feel like nobody cares. And it's just a waste of time to even get that out. And that's what this podcast is meant for. It's meant for each individual that watches this podcast, because everybody's going through something. It's the silent fights that are the hardest. And I hope that's something that you see, something that's relatable, something that can help you get through to wake up the next day and choose to want to live, because you have to be able to choose yourself each and every single day. And that's why I kind of want to segue into, this is just a message for anybody out there who's chasing their dreams. Do not let anyone tell you that you cannot do something. I don't care who it is. It can be your best friend. It can be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your spouse, your kid, whoever it is. Never let someone tell you you cannot achieve something that you have set as your goal or your dream. Anything that you want to do, you can do that. I promise you, you can do it. It may not seem like there's any progress that's being made. Look at me, for example. I'm making podcasts, speaking to 50 to 60 people or 50 to 60 views, but I'm going to continue because I know at the end of the day, my goal isn't to be famous or rich or whatever that is. It's to, you know, it's my passion. It's to help somebody. And once you find that one thing, like your why of why you're doing this thing, you hold on to that. You never let nobody tell you any other different. Nobody is going to believe in you more than you believe in yourself. So always believe in yourself. Always, you know, have that inner, like, I can do this. Because at the end of the day, there's going to be days where you don't feel like you're going to make it. Like, man, I'm like, what's the point? Like, I'm not seeing no progress. I'm only getting 30 views, 30, 40 views on my podcast. I might as well quit. But if I quit, what do you get out of that? Just a failed, I tried. A thing I can say to you is you never lose until you stop, until you quit. You never fail your goal until you quit. So keep going no matter how much progress. It takes time. And that's a lot of times that we get confused and with this world of seeing instant gratification on social media that we don't understand the process. And the process is hard. It's not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. So that's why I want to get my message out to y'all. And I want to let y'all know that whatever you're going for, go for that shit. Go for it. I promise you it's going to be worth it in the end. And don't ever let nobody tell you that you can't do what you want to do. And if you can't, you know, get that out your mind that, like, dang, like, people are telling me, like, always remember why you started or why you wanted to do it in the first place. And that's going to keep you going. And so with all that being said, we are going to have some more guests. So y'all be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for more videos. We got more podcasts coming out weekly. I'm trying to get it weekly, but, you know, it has to line with people's schedules and doing this. I got the wedding coming up in October. I'm happy for that. I'm grateful for that. I'm blessed for that. And I can't wait to marry my best friend, the love of my life. You know, it's just so a surreal experience that we're about to experience that I just really can't even like fathom in my mind right now. That usually we go to all these weddings and we're always a guest at other people's weddings. And we're always looking up at them at their table like, dang, like, we're here for them. This is all for them. And it's going to be crazy because this is about to be for us. And it's like, man, like, I don't know. I'm just, you know, lost for words. It hasn't really hit me yet. And I feel like it will hit me leading up closer to the days of literally probably have like 30 days left until, actually, it's like 32 days until the wedding. So I'm really excited. I'm I don't know what to say. I'm really excited. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity to have this opportunity to marry this beautiful woman that I get to spend the rest of my life with. I love her. She makes me a better person. Any and everything that I do, I'm grateful and thankful for her. I'm thankful for Milo, my dog right here. When I say dog, I'm saying like I have a golden doodle named Milo. We have a golden doodle named Milo. He is about to be four in October. But this was a short episode. It was more so just to let y'all know what I have coming up, what we have coming up. Because, you know, I try to make this like a community, like a family, so you don't feel like you're just a viewer. The wedding, you know, some little inspiration is let you know that don't let nobody tell you what you can and can't do. And also why I created this podcast and what it's meant to do, if that makes sense. But thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for stopping by again. This is episode 19 of the Tuning with Dev podcast. Peace.